Oh, hey, everybody!
Hey, is that Mickey?
Oh, yeah! We're grilling hot dogs out here! We're grilling goofy dogs!
Wow. Like, who would have thought that immediately after Halloween ended that we would jump right back into Disney by having a special guest, seemingly Mickey Mouse? Mickey, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty well! Kind of hungry, though. Making these extra well-done Goofy dogs. Mm-mm.
Are you saying that you're eating Goofy?
Yeah, you know, we kind of drew straws and you got the short end of the stick.
Honestly, you're doing God's work.
Yeah, you know, we kind of thought about that after. It's like, it was a two-for-one deal.
So I'm guessing you listened to our episode a couple weeks ago and realized that Goofy was the scariest, so that's why you took him out?
Oh, yeah, we in the Disney family, we love the D-College podcast.
So is that an endorsement from the official Disney company?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Oh, gotta go. The grill's right. Burned down.
All right, well, bye, Mickey. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
Well, my name's Bradley, and I thought James was going to be on the other line, but instead we got a weird surprise from Mickey.
Whew. Hey, I'm back. What did I miss?
You just missed Mickey Mouse showed up.
Oh, dang. Really? I missed him?
Yeah, he was saying, wow, your Halloween episodes were so good, and I'm so happy you did them. And,
dang. Crazy. Yeah,
he's like the only one in the world that enjoyed those Halloween episodes.
Dang, that's wild. I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah. Maybe he'll come back on again someday. We've had so many guests lately. Last week we had Kyle Bushwhacken. This week we have Mickey Mouse. Kyle, you don't stand a chance against Mickey Mouse. So welcome to the D-College podcast. If you haven't noticed, we're a Disney podcast in some sorts. We didn't spend a lot of time last month talking about Disney, but I'm one of your hosts, Bradley.
And I'm the other host, James.
So today's topic is going to be... Well, initially last week we had talked about how we were going to do a series about the dorms that you can live in at Disney. And each week we were going to talk to different people that lived in those dorms. Well, we got some breaking news right as we were recording this.
Yeah, so apparently they're taking all the furniture out of the dorms and they're converting them into like ordinary apartments for people. They put it, the words they used in the article, for ordinary people.
Yeah. And I think the one we're going to talk about today that we lived in, Vista Way, I think they're still using that as a some sort of Disney housing. I don't really know. But the other ones, the Commons, Chatham, all of those.
And Patterson.
Yeah, they're becoming normal people housing. So we can still do episodes on them if people want to hear them. But, you know, at this point...
It's not going to be the same again as no. It once was.
What's the new one called? Like Flamingo...
Flamingo Crossing, I think it's called.
Yeah. Huh. It looks really nice. I mean, I wish we had that, but I can only imagine how much they're going to take out each week. Because for people who don't know, when you do the Disney College program, they actually will take money out for your housing each week. I think ours was like $115, $120 a week of your paycheck.
Yeah, and then if you stay in the other ones, which were a bit nicer than Vista, they would take out more. I think they were taking out like $130 for the Commons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where our co-host, or not co-host, but co-host of Sleepy Time, Emmy, lived. She had experience in both Vista and the Commons because she started off in Vista and then transferred over to the Commons. But I will say, I would probably live in the Commons. Like, if I moved down to Florida, I would probably be like, I'll live in Commons or I'll live in Vista. For people who don't know, Vista Way gets a lot of, like, crap for being the most run down. I mean, like, they should see the apartment I'm living in now if they think Vista's crap.
I mean, we had some interesting experiences we had some interesting experiences in there.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I mean, they're selling all the old stuff that they used to have in there on, what's that called? Disney, for the cast members.
Yeah. The, cast connections. They're, doing a liquidation of all the old furniture.
So, I mean, who wouldn't want a couch that had been used by like thousands of college age kids, or mattresses, or the, what was it? The pan that Austin used to bake plastic one day.
Oh, those were the days.
God. But before we really jump into Vista Way again, how's your week going, James?
It's going pretty well. I mean, Halloween was pretty interesting. We're in the week after that. There was a parade down my street.
Really? Aren't you on a dead end?
Yeah. So what they usually do is, and I haven't been home, I wasn't home for a few years, so I didn't really get to experience this. Apparently, they have the kids dress up in their trick-or-treat outfits, and they go to where the street begins. They'll have, like, a mini walking parade, and this year they did a socially distanced one. Hmm. They'll go all the way down. They have people out on their lawns waving to the kids. It's really cool. And then they have a big cookout afterwards at one of the homeowners' houses.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I know, like, I won't reveal much about where you live, but it's kind of, aren't they kind of like little communities where you live? Like, they have like the name of the community on the front of it. Not community, but like,
yeah. So the area, yeah. So the area I live in, it's a lot of like housing complexes. So it's like a bunch of houses. They kind of look the same, but not really. They all have a little bit of flair to them, but most of them are like dead end streets.
Well, nice. I hope all the kids had a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
The other thing that took place on the Friday before this came out is the Wonder Years had a live stream concert that we should have been talking about before, but it was incredible. So I think you can buy a pass to rewatch it, but it was super good.
That's awesome.
You know what Emmy told me last night? I know this is random, but
what's that?
We were playing some game where she would, I would play a Taylor Swift song, and she would guess the song title within the first 10 seconds. I don't know why we were playing this, but it was fun. So then I was like, I'll do Asking Alexandria. And we started doing that. And then she turns to me and goes, Danny Warsnop is the singer of Asking Alexandria? And I was like, yeah, all except for one album. And she was like, I thought he was just a normal singer that helped out with the band. And I was like, no, no. And I can't blame her because she doesn't listen to a lot of Asking Alexandria, but I just thought it was funny because she knows Danny Warsnop for the Danny Warsnop stuff. She's seen him live. It took her 3 or 4 years of knowing me to know that he was the singer of Asking Alexandria.
I mean, he could have been like a backup singer. Like, the singer of Asking Alexandria is so big and so exclusive that sometimes they have to bring him in as a backup.
Yeah.
Like his alter ego.
God, I don't blame her for not knowing, because who would know that? But I just think it's funny because she thought, like, to me, Danny Warsnop and Asking Alexandria are part of like the same bubble. To her, she probably just thought that I really liked this guy named Danny Warsnop and another band, Asking Alexandria. And well, speaking of music, last Friday we were treated to a new, what was it, EP album by Bring Me the Horizon.
You know, it's really weird, like, what to call it, because when you think of an EP, like, it only has 4 or 5 songs on it, maybe 6.
Yeah.
And an album usually has 11 to 12. They released, what they released had 9 songs on it, so it's like half an album, half an EP.
Yeah, I would call it, from what they've called it, it's an EP, and or it's part of an album. They're going to put out 4 EPs within the year, and it's going to be part of an album called Posthuman. So they're all going to be called Posthuman. But to me, it's kind of a mini album because it's like 35 minutes long. So,
yeah, true. It's definitely got some length on it.
but me and James are going to give you the rundown of what we thought of each song. So,
oh yeah, let's do it.
You're getting a world exclusive first music review from the D College podcast.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the review.
So the first song, I don't have the titles in front of me. Do you remember what the first song was called?
Yeah, so I got the song list in front of me. The first song was called Dear Diary.
Yeah, what do you think of this song?
So this was interesting. It's definitely not what I would have expected from Bring Me the Horizon. So for those who may not follow them, they started out as a deathcore band. So like lots of growling and like crazy instruments all over the place, like super experimental stuff. And then as they made more albums, their sound got more and more like refined. So they got more into like a rock sound. And then on their most recent album, they dove into a lot of electronic and like pop influences.
Yeah. If you put on like Pray for Plagues and go to like Medicine or what's that song called?
Is it Mother Tongue?
Yeah. Like those are completely opposite. Like you wouldn't even know that those are the same bands. So
yeah, no, it's insane.
So when you hit play on this EP, what were you expecting?
I was expecting, so from before I even listened to some of the songs, I was expecting, you know, kind of a mix of their last album, so some electronic and pop influences, but, you know, getting back towards, you know, their roots, getting more rockish. And I gotta say, this first song, that was like really weird. It felt like a mix of their old stuff, like the Pray for Plague stuff, with a hint of Sepeternal in it, which was their, I think that was their third album. No, there was their fourth album.
So, yeah, I mean, I like the first song. I don't think it's one I'm going to come back to a lot because I probably made a mistake of reading a little bit before I listened to it. But people were like, oh, the breakdown is extreme. And I was kind of hoping that they went heavier with the vocals.
Yeah, true. It started out heavy and then it kind of like mellowed out. But the rest of the like the instrumentals, they were all there, super heavy and crazy.
Yeah, and that's what I liked. I think that he should have went a bit heavier on the vocals. But I think it's a fun song. I think the like what it's about is cool. It seems like it's about him getting bit by a zombie or something.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a great, because the album's called, is it called Post-Human Horror, I think it is?
Yeah, Survival Horror.
Survival Horror. So that's kind of, that's a good, definitely a good way to start out.
Yeah, I think I'll come back to it a lot. I think because it just came out, it's one, I have a couple that are like extremely in rotation and a couple that are kind of not. So I think it's one I'll come back to when I'm bored of the ones that are in rotation.
Yeah, true. Like, no, before we get into the rest of the songs, like the whole album is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it's it's something that, like, over time, I feel like it'll sink in.
Yeah, I have that same feeling, too. But we'll go to song two, Parasite Eve, which was the second single from the EP. Came out in July?
I think it came out in June. Because yeah. My family came down to visit the end of June, and we went to Venice, Florida. And I remember it was released at that time, during the week I was there.
What are your thoughts on this song?
So when I first listened to it, I was like, it was so weird because they had a chant at the beginning and then it kind of sounded like a rap song. So I was like, what the heck is this? This is weird. But I gave it a few more listens and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. And I think it was this point in the year, it was kind of like, you know, this is when the pandemic was really like heating up. Like we were at that point where it was...
Like we thought it was going to be over in March and then we realized it's June and it's still going on.
Yeah. Because like we had the shutdown in March and we're like, oh, it's going to be shut down for 2 weeks. And then we had all of April. And it's like, okay, May, June will be good. And it was like that point where like, wow, we're in this for the long run.
Yeah. My thoughts on the song are like, I'm going to come off really negative on this album, I think. But I do want to put it out there that this is probably one of my favorite albums of the year. I was very hyped on this song for like a week. I didn't really like the lyric whenever they kind of reference COVID or whatever, because it makes it dated in a sense. But my one problem with it is they released like behind the scenes of the making of this song, and the breakdown near the end was so much heavier than what we actually got. So,
dang, really?
Yeah. So it kind of, I don't know, this one felt rushed to me. I think it's a great song. I still listen to it a lot, but it's not my favorite of the bunch.
Yeah, I think for the time it came out, like, it's kind of, you know, an anthem for the pandemic.
Yeah.
But, like, now that you're telling me there was a heavier breakdown, like, I kind of hope that, you know, later on they release, like, a demo of that, because I would love to hear that.
Oh, me too. So, the next song is Teardrops. I think this is the hit of the album, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute banger.
Yeah, I think it's kind of what Parasite Eve was missing, where it has like a catchier chorus in a sense.
Yeah.
Well, also that breakdown near the end really kind of feels like Sempiternal in a way.
Yeah, so like when this first came out, I read an article about it and they were saying like, oh, it's like it's super Sempiternal. But then I listened to it and to be honest, it kind of sounds more like That's the Spirit. So it has like a more rock vibe to it. But it has that Sempiternal feeling, like, layered into it. Kind of how, like, the first song, Dear Diary, has the older sound, but with Sempiternal in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that, too. Like, this song, I think this is going to be one that's a big hit for them on, like, you know how they have the Sirius XM, like, Octane radio? I think it's going to be massive on there. The next one is Obey, which was the third single from the album.
This song, oh, what are your thoughts on it?
I love it.
You like the giant robots and you like Youngblood in there too?
Well, I didn't know what to expect because I thought Youngblood was a rapper. So I thought it was going to be like one of those Don't Look Down type things that they came out with like right after Sempiternal. And it wasn't. Like, I think the reason I liked this song so much when it came out, and this is going to sound terrible, but was because of the breakdown near the end where he actually starts like growling and using gutturals again. I wasn't expecting that with like a modern, I don't think you could call him a rapper, but with probably their most mainstream artist on the featurings.
Yeah, definitely. It took me a little while to get into the song because it's not a bad song. It was just a weird song. Like it was just a weird feeling. I guess it was like the tempo of it or the timing. Yeah. And I also watched it with the video and it's just these, it's these giant robots that are like having like a weird spasm in a city.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because like how the song sounds, I kind of expect like if they were to play that song live, like that's kind of what people would be doing in a mosh pit. Just like grabbing their heads and like just completely spazzing out.
Yeah, I think, honestly, we're going to have to give the album a bit more time, but this is one of my favorite ones, I think, which could very well change. I don't know.
Yeah, for me right now, it's sitting in the top, I'm going to say top three on the album.
Yeah, me too. And there's one that could change that, but it came out so long ago that it feels kind of dated to me, but we'll get to that one. Number five is Itch for the Cure, which is just an interlude.
This was a weird one to me, like, because I was doing a survey on my computer for Swagbucks. That's usually how I get gift cards so I can like buy stuff online. And it started playing, and I was like, "Oh, this sounds like Call of Duty." And then after like a minute, like it stopped playing, and I didn't hear anything. I was like, "Wait, is that it?" So it was just kind of weird, like, to put that in there. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but like if it doesn't continue into the next song, it's like, oh, that's odd.
This one does though, because when I first heard it, they combined it with the next song accidentally. I heard it about it. You're not supposed to listen to it this way, but it leaked like a week before it actually came out and they attached them together when I first heard it. So I was very confused of what it actually, or if Itch for a Cure was missing. But I'm very happy that it is not part of Kingslayer anymore because it's a minute and a half before Kingslayer actually starts. So I can just skip this song.
Yeah, true. We get to the good stuff.
So that brings us to the next one, Kingslayer.
Featuring Baby Metal.
Yeah, featuring Baby Metal. What are your thoughts on this song?
So the only thing I could picture when listening to this song was you could put this song in like any like anime like music video and it would stick.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of friend of the podcast, Dan. He listens to some anime-ish band with some screamer in the background. I forget what it's actually called, but like... it kind of reminded me of that, which I sent him this song, and I don't think he agreed, so I might be wrong. But I honestly think this is the craziest song of the year, because you have the Baby Metal singers just kind of chanting, and it sounds like an anime, but then you have, like, these heavy, heavy vocals behind it that sound like Suicide Season of sorts.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a weird, like, combination. Like, you have the, like, the hot, like, the warmth of, like, the Baby Metal singing, and then you have like the sheer like cold of all these psychs just getting into it.
Yeah, I thought this song was wild. I don't like when I first heard it, I was like, what is that? And then after, it's been kind of stuck in my head because it's just so insane. Like, that's the only way I can describe it. Like, it's such like a roller coaster.
That's definitely a good way to put it.
To be honest, I don't think anybody will agree with me on this, but I would put this as my number one top right now.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just because it was so unexpected. Like, I looked at the name of the title, The Kingslayer, and I was like, that sounds terrible. The song just kind of, like, came out of nowhere and was super good. I don't know.
Like, going off the title, like, you kind of think of Kingslayer, and it kind of sounds like a radio rock song, like, kind of something like Avenged Sevenfold would do.
Do you have anything else you want to say on Kingslayer?
I mean, I'll give it a few listens. I think it's at the halfway point for me right now. I've only listened to it twice. Like, it's a jam. Like, when Baby Metal comes in, I'm just like, it's just trying to like wrap my head around it.
Yeah, it's one that takes a while. I tried to play it at my Halloween party and everybody objected to it, so.
They're like, oh, what the hell is this? Oh,
it's a jam. That's what it is.
I tried to tell poor taste.
Right. I tried to kick everybody out after, but didn't happen. So the next couple we're going to go through kind of quickly. We have One by One. What'd you think of that?
This is probably one of the ones I didn't like all that much. I just felt like it was the poppiest and like the rockiest on the album, like straight rock, like radio rock.
Yeah. Me too. I thought it was good. I'll probably like it on more listens, but it didn't match some of the other ones to me.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Then we have Ludens, which was the first single. Has your opinion changed much on since that came out?
It's just a weird song, because like, when it first came out, it was something else. I think, was it tied to a video game that they did?
Yeah, it was tied to a video game. And it was the start of them, like, becoming heavy again. Like, after Ammo came out. Like, the breakdown in that was insane. Because nobody ever thought that they would get any sort of, like, screaming from the band again. Now, listening to it, it sounds a bit dated. Because we know that they get heavier. But I hadn't listened to it for, like, 3 or 4 months. And I threw it on again during the album. And it's still a banger. It's still so good.
True. Like, when it first came out, I was definitely surprised about the heaviness of it, but it still has some of the Ammo vibes. Like, when the chorus comes in, it feels like a massive dance party.
Yeah. And I know Bring Me the Horizon has come out and basically said they don't want to limit themselves to a genre, because if they do that, like, they want to be the introduction to heavy music for people. So, like, they want to do the pop stuff so that people will go back to their old stuff and get into heavy music. So I think this was a perfect blend of that.
Yeah, definitely. I will say, though, it kind of feels like this song could have been just like a standalone single for them, and they could have just had the rest of the EP with 8 songs.
Yeah, I agree. This is something that hasn't been confirmed yet, but I guess the CD version, there's an explicit version that they sing live that the people in charge of the video game didn't want in the game. So the rumor is the streaming service versions are going to be the version that was approved by the video game, and the CD version is going to be the explicit version.
So, well, you know how much I like CDs.
Yeah, which I pre-ordered this album. It's not getting shipped till January, so I guess we'll know then. So the last song, I got to look at the full title here. One Day the Butterflies Left Will Be in Your Chest as You March Towards Your Death. I like that this was a throwback to the old, like, long song titles.
Yeah, same. I read it and I was like, I feel like this is going to go one of two ways, because it also had Amy Lee on it. So I kind of figured it was going to be like either a power ballad, like a ballad, or it was going to be like a Bring Me to Life song.
I was hoping it was going to be like a There Is a Hell type song. Where, like, what's that song, Don't Go? Where, like, they have the, yeah. Or Crucify Me, where it's, like, her singing nicely and him just, like, screaming.
Yeah. But
the song that we got, I can't say, I've only heard it once or twice. I can't say it's my favorite. It's, like, beautiful in a sense.
Yeah, it's definitely beautiful until, like, the last 20 seconds of the song.
Yeah, and they kind of hype you up there. It's kind of like, what's it called? Heavy metal on ammo? Where?
Yeah.
They hype you up, and then it kind of... I'm hoping it leads into the next songs on the album / the next EP, but who knows?
Oh, that would be awesome if they did that.
Yeah, I think it was nice to have a deep, meaningful song from them again. Not that all their songs haven't been, but... something kind of in that old style, but he can now actually sing, so.
Yeah, works out both ways.
So, before we jump back into Vista Way, what are your quick overall thoughts on the CP?
I like it. It's different. I definitely like it better than Amo. And I'm not saying Amo was a bad album, it just, I'm more of like, me as a, like, in the music, I'm more into like, you know, like guitars, drums, all that. Not so much the electronic, but...
yeah, it was what I needed.
That didn't really answer the question, did it?
No, it did. I think, honestly, with me, the album is what I needed at this time. Like, they could have put out another Amo, and I could have listened to it and liked it and been like, oh, that was good. But I feel like the anger and the lyrics here tie in a lot with what's going on in the world. I think some of the songs are absolute jams, so I'm happy that they exist. Happy that they're going weirder.
Yeah, same here.
All right, so now that we're 35 minutes in, or I don't know what it will actually say, or what I'll cut
actually, out. Before we jump back into that, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
If we do another music review, can yes. we review the latest album from Coldplay?
Why? Why would we ever do that?
Chris Martin is a god.
I mean, since this was my idea, yes, we can we can do Coldplay if you need to, but I can promise you that there are going to be comments on this being like, the title was Vista Way and you spent 20 minutes talking about an album that we don't care about. So, jumping back to Vista Way, what made you want to live in Vista Way?
So I think the main, I didn't even want to live in Vista Way.
Yeah, no one wants to live in Vista Way.
I think I put it as my third option. It was Commons was the number one, Patterson was two, Vista Way was three, and then Chatham was four. Like the only thing that like I liked about it was, you know, the bus system was there. So all the Disney buses that like take you to work and to the parks and stuff all came through Vista Way. And the other complexes, they got like a half bus stop.
Yeah, which was super nice in some regards because you could wait. Say your shift was at like 9 a.m. You usually have to leave pretty early because the bus takes a little while. But like you still got to leave a bit later because the bus hub was in Vista Way. Whereas, like, the people in the Commons sometimes had to get, like, up 2 hours before to get on the bus.
Yeah, true. Because the bus either only, like, Vista Way usually had, like, two or three buses go through. The other complexes might have one. And if not, they'd have to go to, they'd have to take a bus to Vista Way and then get the bus from there.
Yeah. And the thing that, the one thing that did suck about Vista Way, you know how last night was daylight savings?
Last night was daylight savings?
Yeah. Halloween into today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, one, we had an extra hour of Halloween. And that means you also had an extra hour to listen to this episode, everyone. So, I'm expecting high views on the first hour.
Yeah, true. Or you could just get an extra hour of sleep, your choice. But
no,
you should definitely check out the next episode.
Well, it's this episode. It was daylight savings.
This episode.
So the problem I had was, say your shift at Magic Kingdom goes till 1 a.m, right? The next bus doesn't come till 1:30 a.m. Well, the problem I had was we worked there in the springtime when daylight savings. I don't know how to describe it, but you lose the hour instead of gain the hour. So I got home at like 3:30 a.m. because we lost the hour. And I had to be back at 7 a.m.
Ugh.
Yeah, because the Vista buses, you luck out getting there. But on the way home, you have to sit and go through every bus stop until you get back. Am I bringing back memories for you?
Well, kind of. My bus, because I worked at Disney Springs, my bus was the opposite. We would hit all the complexes first, and then we go to Disney Springs. So when we left, we'd only they added a stop later on that we stopped at the casting services, but usually it was just a straight shot home from Disney Springs.
You're so lucky.
Yeah,
you're so lucky. But your buses also went less, too. Like, weren't there less Disney Spring buses?
Yeah, there was only, I think we only had two, and they ran, like, every 45 minutes.
So I'm the real winner here.
Yeah, you're the real winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Not really, because when we were there, I remember one of the days we're all sitting on this bus waiting, and I'm, like, an hour until my shift, and I'm, like, all right, when are we leaving? And nobody was driving the bus. So we all just sat on the bus, and eventually someone got out, and they're like, our bus was supposed to leave like 30 minutes ago. And they're like, oh yeah, we don't have anybody to drive that bus. And I was like, why are they still letting people on this bus?
Yeah, I was really disoriented. And did you ever have, like, we had the Disney, the CP buses, but did you ever have to use other buses because of, you know, the buses stopped working or
caught on fire?
Yep, because that happened.
Do you remember that? There was like a mass bus fire and they didn't even tell anyone.
Was that during ours or was that like before?
Yeah, it was during ours.
I remember reading about it, but I don't recall if that was during our CP or if this at a different one. But that was insane. Like, I couldn't even imagine being on that bus when that happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was late at night. I think something, like, made it catch flame. I don't think it was part, like, people were on it or anything.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, we were also working there when the dragon caught on fire in Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Poor Maleficent.
So, back to Vista Way, I would say, honestly, everybody kind of goes, ew, Vista Way. Right? But I think Vista Way is the way to go.
Yeah, true, because like the definitely the big aspect of it is like how cheap it is. It's the cheapest option.
Yeah.
And of course it has the bus depot, so you know, if you have like early shifts or you have like shifts back to back, like you at least have like a consistent system going through it.
Yeah, and it comes with everything nice. Like there's two pools. There's no longer hot tubs for what I've heard good reasons.
Thank God. Do you remember the Vista Way hot tubs?
No, because they weren't there.
The Orlando Health Department remembers the hot tubs.
Is there a story behind that?
I'm sure some of them probably do. It was just a meme I saw. It was one of the Family Guy characters and is like, do you remember Vista Way Hot Tubs? Orlando Health remembers the Vista Hot Tubs.
It's one of the most common things that come up with Vista Way for some reason. It's weird. Like, whenever, like, you're in those Disney groups, it just pops up and it's like, do you remember the Vista Way Hot Tubs? And I'm just kind of like, no, but I could see where they were filled in.
Ah, memories.
Honestly, it's a nice little area, too. Like, the Commons is obviously the newest and the nicest. Like, I can't say much more about that. Like, Emmy lived at the Commons, and it was so nice. Vista Way felt more homey.
It did. It had some homey touches to it. It definitely felt more like, you know, like a college campus, per se.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we had the basketball court in the middle of the complex, so it just kind of felt like, with all the buildings around it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, remember when we went grocery shopping at Walmart for the first time and we got too much stuff? And
yeah,
I think we got over to the basketball court before we like dropped a ton of it.
We also dropped a ton of it in the bus.
That's true.
Because you had to get out of the bus super quickly. And I know we said this on the first episode, and our first episode has our most views, so people know this. Bring a car.
Bring a car or bring like a wagon or something if you're using the bus. But more importantly, yeah. Bring a car.
So I know we didn't talk a bunch about Vista Way, but honestly, there's not much more to talk about it with it. Like, it's, if you have the option, which you very well might not, because I think they're moving all college program to that new building. But like, if you have the option to live in Vista Way, I would take that over the new building, to be perfectly honest. The new visual building looks super nice, but you're going to have more space in Vista Way.
That's true.
So if anybody has any questions about Vista Way, feel free to message us on Instagram or whatever. We can answer them. I'm not sure how updated our answers will be. I also feel like the parking was closer in Vista Way than it was in like the Commons.
Yeah, I feel that too. Like the parking for the apartments.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like it was definitely closer. Like with the I think it was Patterson. I had some friends that lived over there. Like the parking was like in a different lot. Like there was some spots next to the buildings, but there was less like available. You'd have to park in like a general lot.
Yeah. So to wrap things up with some like housekeeping stuff, you can follow us online at DCollegePod, wherever. Let us know what you want to hear about in next week's episode, and we could make that come true, because we are the DCollege Podcast, and we make wishes come true.
We make magic. We make dreams come true.
And also, don't forget to vote this week if you haven't already voted.
Yes, please vote. Get your voice heard. Do your civic duty.
Also, go follow James's... I keep calling it... We have a little spot at the end of this show that tells everybody where to go follow things and stuff now, if people notice that. But I realized last night while I was watching one of your videos that you call it Toga Tips. And at the end of it, I call it Togi Tips. So... Can you clarify once and for all what it actually is?
So it's Toga Tips. So T-O-G-E and then just tips.
Yeah. So make sure you go check that out. Give him a subscribe and a follow.
Yes, I would very much appreciate it. I got new videos coming out every week. Are you hearing that sound right now?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It kind of sounds like my house is farting.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was like your house or mine. Whenever you said it sounds like your house, I was happy because I was like, I don't hear that noise in my house. I'm like, if that noise is in my house, I'm leaving.
I was getting a little spooked out at first. I was like, oh, it's creaking.
What is it?
I don't know. Should we find out? Play What's That Sound?
I don't know. Spooky season ended last week, and I don't think I can jump back into the horror stuff.
Yeah, we're about to find out. Oh, you want to know what it is? my dad's power washing the front of the house.
Oh, okay.
So if you're hearing that sound, everybody, that's not either of us. It's a third party being my dad. Power washing.
That's the sound of Mr. Tarasi doing work.
Oh, yeah. He's always doing work.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening to us. Say that we were going to talk about Mistaway. Kind of talk about Mistaway. But instead talk about the new Bring Me the Horizon album.
It's all clickbait.
All right, everyone. We will see you next week.
See you next week for more awesome Disney complex news and all Disney news.
And who knows? Maybe Kyle will show up.
Or Mickey Mouse. And maybe I'll actually see him this time.
Oh, God.
For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/dcollegepod. And now a word from Anchor.